We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Be sure to follow, subscribe to the show wherever you are listening to it. And also be sure to leave a rating and review. So we're going to jump right into it. And I know you saw the title. I promise you, this is not clickbait. I'm going to get real with y'all, get vulnerable with y'all, and really help you understand like what I am experiencing right now. So there was a shooting across the street from one of my rental properties. And the way I found out is I woke up and I got a text from the tenant, one of the tenants, the husband of the family, and he sent me a picture and a news report saying there was a shooting across the street. So I watched the news report and basically it said that there was a shooting across the street and I see my home in the news clip. Like I saw it from the side, the fence or whatever. And they didn't find any suspects. They didn't find any victims. Thank God that nobody seemingly was hurt. There wasn't any blood at the scene or anything. So I'm not sure exactly what happened. And then the other thing the tenant sent me is a picture of the front door, the storm door. There's a glass on the top, glass on the bottom, and the glass on the bottom was shattered, but nobody was hurt in the home. Naturally, he was at work. He works the graveyard shift. And he said his wife wasn't happy. Obviously, it's not something to be happy about. And I just want to help you understand what happened, what I'm doing about it, and just giving you the reality of some things that can happen as a real estate investor, some things you just can't predict. Okay. So my first response was devastation, not because, well, yeah, devastation. I was devastated because I don't want my tenants to ever feel like they're in danger and they're not safe. And it's a good area. The home is in a good area, but unfortunately, things happen everywhere, right? People say that a lot. So my first priority was their safety, and I was glad that they were safe. But then I was also thinking to myself, if something happened to them, I don't think I could ever forgive myself, even if it wasn't my fault, right? You can't control everything. And so I was just very thankful and grateful. And thank God nothing happened to them. They were not hurt. And they had didn't tell me, they want to leave or break the lease or anything. In fact, they had just re-signed the lease less than 2 months ago for their fourth year. So, as you can imagine, that was a lot to process and a lot to deal with, but I am the landlord, so I have to fix the situation. So here's what I did next. What I did next was I'm like, all right, well, we need to repair this thing. So I started reaching out and I use a variety of resources, but one of the things that I used was I reached out to a handy person, a handy woman who has helped me before to see if she had connections. One of her contractors had a door that he could put in there already, and he would charge me $250. And then the other person who I reached out to was on Thumbtack. So I posted on Thumbtack just saying what I want, what I needed help with. And then I also posted on Angie. You probably have heard of Angie's List. It's funny, I was just watching a video about them growing their business on CNBC, and I actually never used them, but I reached out on Angie's List. I posted on Angie's List and was having different conversations with people. Long story short, they were charging anywhere, let's say about 450. So people were charging me like 250 for the service and like 200 to for a new storm door. And just looking around, that seemed to be about the price I can get a decent storm door for. However, on another rental property of mine, I had to get some broken glass repaired when I purchased the property. So I reached out to that company. They went out to do a measurement and they're actually going to be able to replace it, replace the glass for like 230 bucks. It's going to happen as of the recording of this episode, it's going to happen tomorrow. So whatever day tomorrow is, which is, what is it? The 23rd of October. So it'll be all fixed tomorrow, but I want to emphasize a few things to all of you who are investing in real estate or want to invest in real estate. It's important to have reserves, right? Now, it's only 200 something bucks, but I don't live off of this money. This money is like for the long term and for to reinvest. So I had the money to get the problem fixed, which is a blessing. And it's something that I want to emphasize to you is you want to have reserves. You want to have at least maybe 6 months of the mortgage and all associated expenses, mortgage, tax, insurance, all other associated expenses, your property management, your repairs, etc. So that's very important to keep in mind. Now, thankfully, I did not have to involve the authorities. The tenant did let me know, like they questioned his wife and whoever else was in the house to see if they saw anything. And tenant communication, like if you're self-managing, tenant communication is important, or if you have a property manager, they need to communicate with you when these things happen. And I've experienced property managers who don't communicate when things happen, right? So that's something that's very important. Now, I did not want to involve insurance. It didn't seem that deep to me. I, quite frankly, would want to avoid it as much as I can, but I didn't have to do that. But this is just another reminder to make sure you're insured properly. Make sure the things you want covered and are important to you are covered correctly. So that's something else you want to keep in mind. And then also, if you are self-managing, if you're not self-managing, your property manager would take care of getting it fixed and getting quotes and things like that. But if you are self-managing, you can use things like Facebook groups. You can use things like Thumbtack, Angie. Those are different resources that you can use to see when someone, how to find someone who can help you with that repair. And I think also, you know, it can take time, right? This happened a few weeks ago and it's like a few weeks now that it's going to get fixed. And thankfully it's not super urgent. The main door is intact. This is just a storm door that's on the exterior of that door, right? So it's not a big deal that it's going to take a couple of weeks because they have to put a special order for this piece of glass, right? And it's important to manage those expectations with the tenants. Like they were cool, you know, any information I get, I share with him and we're all good. Something I'm considering is potentially getting them like a doorbell camera just so they can feel safe and, you know, see what's going on out there. I'm leaning towards doing that. I think I'm probably going to do that for them and it'll be on me and just get that installed for them. I'm very much leaning towards that. So again, just wanted to be honest with y'all. You know, be honest with y'all. And even in neighborhoods where there's not a lot of crime, unfortunately, things can happen. And so, you know, definitely make sure to research the crime in an area where you're looking at. But this just goes to show you can't control everything. You control what you can and you hope for the best. But the best I can say is get reserves, have open communication with your tenants if you're self-managing or with your property manager. And, you know, I'm very thankful and blessed that I was able to help cover, that I was able to cover the expense and that nobody was hurt. And the best thing to do is to remain calm. You know, I was kind of not calm the first day and just really, really upset and sad. But, you know, once you get over that, you got to fix the solution. You are the landlord. You're the boss of the business. So, you know, want to encourage you with that. This shouldn't dissuade you from investing in real estate because, again, you just pray for the best. You don't know what's going to happen each and every day, but focus on what you can control and you'll be just fine. So feel free to reach out to me. You can email me, DM me if you want to talk more about this or ask me any questions. But just wanted to share that with you all and just be honest with you all. I believe in transparency and I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback on this episode. So thank you all so much and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Without VA, I would have paid $25,000 for my hospital stay,
$42,000 for my education,
$74,000 for my home down payment. But because of my service, I paid zero.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.